Hello, I'm Juliet Henderson, and I'm for the next year chair of KICKIN. KICKIN, which stands for the Centre for Internationalisation of the Curriculum, Inquiry and Networking.
Hi, Juliet. So what is KICKIN and what does it do?
Well, KICKIN was first set up in 2007 by a group of people working at Brooks who were very interested in internationalisation in higher education. This was a new dimension of higher education practices and policy. And at the time, we were led by Val Clifford, who had come from Australia with lots of ideas of internationalisation of the curriculum. And we were a small research community, and we were interested in researching practices related to internationalisation of the curriculum, and also from that developing resources and examples of good practice in this area. I would say particularly we are focused on not just teaching international students, which is a key part of the agenda of internationalisation, but also internationalisation at home, which is the term used to involve monolingual English students, home students, in thinking about views which don't just of the world, which don't just relate to that Anglo-centric world. So we, on top of that, so over the years we've built up networks. We've built networks with other universities, all with different perspectives on internationalisation. There's not just one way. We have a Google group. We run events and conferences. We've had consecutive conferences over the years. We very much like to facilitate collaborative research within the university and across universities. So at Brooks itself, we began by having student voice perceptions of internationalisation in the curriculum. What were they seeing? What were they hearing? Then we had we realised that international staff, this amazing resource coming into Brooks, were not really being given a voice either. So we ran a project for a year called Fostering Intercultural Dialogue and Perspectives with staff across the university. And from that came a whole body of insights and research, and also another collaborative research project of books, Educated Outside Britain, Educating Britain.
And what do you think the impact of the centre has been?
Well, I think I'll say the impact has been far-reaching, really. We have had, for instance, through the three KICKIN international conferences we've held here, also a conference in partnership with the HEA, which was held last year at the University of Warwick. We've got a popular website with an online resource kit for practitioners and case studies, and there's a Google group linked to that. We also run an online course for HE members around the world called Internationalising the Curriculum. And we've produced two special issues of high-profile journals, the Journal of Studies in International Education and Higher Education Research and Development. We've also produced a book, and we are funding different research projects which lead to publications. Out of the latest conference held in conjunction with HEA at Warwick, a book was published this month, actually. So, Cross-Cultural Teaching and Learning for Home and International Students, Internationalisation of Pedagogy and Curriculum in Higher Education. So impact is quite high. And we've also played a part at Brooks locally in developing the graduate attribute of global citizenship.
So what's your understanding of that graduate attribute of global citizenship?
To simplify for today, for this brief interview, I brought with me the three main concepts that we see as linked to global citizenship. And Professor Martin Haig, who's one of the members of the steering executive of KICKIN, and like myself, one of the founding members, characterises this in three ways. So the first is what he calls a type of literacy of learning to live together. So that's embracing plurality and cross-cultural awareness. So identification with the whole of humanity rather than some local tribal group or something like that. And it necessarily implies developing a different type of intelligence to that of the disciplines which are linked to knowledge and understanding. It's a type of emotional intelligence if you're going to interact across different cultural boundaries. Then the second one is yet again, we're framing it as the literacies, learning to live in harmony with others. It's a form of eco-literacy, in fact, so that links to sustainability. So embracing sustainability and environmental conservation or conversation, they sort of connect. And so it's based on this idea that humans need to learn to live together as a species, but also sustainably with the whole of the environment, really. So it's bringing the environment into a sort of key role. And then lastly, we call it learning to live ethically. So learning to embrace social justice and equity and become active in embedding these notions of fairness, equality, social justice. And all of those together, and this links to the global citizenship idea, is widening the frame of reference beyond the Western academic boundaries, beyond the secular, or maybe even beyond the human. As we know, lots of theorists conceptualise the world as a post-human era now. And I suppose what you could say about this is these are big universal values which do seem troublesome at first to staff because they're not linked to the normal knowledge and understanding approaches towards defining discipline. So they are in that way slightly transdisciplinary.
So what do you think the challenges are in preparing students to be global citizens?
Well, I suppose from my last comment there, one of the challenges is definitely engaging academic staff in the idea of global citizenship, because it, as I said previously, I think it, you know, it's a value way of educating rather than a disciplinary way of educating, and we want those two to meet. And so one of the challenges that we're currently working on in Kicken is to identify global citizenship champions across the disciplines who are teaching and researching the interface between assessment knowledge and global citizen identity. That's one of our projects for this year. It's true that global citizenship in the HE has a rather loose affiliation of identity characteristics at present, and so we would like to understand how these loose affiliations can be developed into more coherent and transformative disciplinary identities, really. That's what we're working on. As for the students, because I think many of them clearly seem to understand when they get here what global citizenship is all about. Easy to understand in relationship to home students, it's part of the national curriculum everywhere. But even students from different cultures and languages and countries have a sort of understanding. So they embrace it quite readily. But we are at Kicking concerned in making sure it's not a superficial engagement. So take the example of the little rubber bands make poverty history that were so popular that and are often used as an example of global citizenship. We see that as a superficial commodity buying approach to global citizenship rather than addressing the root causes of, you know, what is poverty. It giving more money to them doesn't necessarily solve the problem. So anyway, those are just some of the challenges in preparing students to be global citizens.
And what other plans do you have for the future?
In the immediate future, so this year, we have this ongoing project of comparing staff and academic staff responses to our understandings of global citizenship to those of students, and we feel that that will give us an understanding of the two perspectives on it. We are planning a symposium next year on research evidence resources for teaching of global citizenship. We are working on developing a community of practice through the global global citizenship champions, but we would also like to engage different social actors from the whole of the university who are involved in internationalisation, so admin, catering, accommodation, the internationalisation strategy group, which I'm part of, and we feel we could make it perhaps more coherent in that way. We are hoping to do a call for papers, a special issue of the Brooks e-journal for learning and teaching, and we would particularly like to confirm and redefine what we understand by impact in terms of global citizenship pedagogy. So we're working on that as a research aim, and we're hoping to perhaps find similar organisations, not just in the UK and Australia, but in Europe and further afield. So building on this idea of a network of different people, so becoming more global ourselves, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if people want to get involved, what do they need to do?
Very simple. Go to the Kicken webpage, which they may find most easily by first of all going to the OCSLD webpage at Oxford Brookes University. But you can, if you type in CICIN just on Google search, get there. And they'll find my email details and my phone number, and I'll enrol them if they would like to. And from that point, they can be involved in our monthly meetings, our research projects, and bring what perspectives they have to the group.